live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Education Minister has pledged that every option will be explored in a bid to progress plans for the three-school campus in Buncrana. Met Éireann is warning that exceptionally cold weather is on the way for Donegal and the rest of the country next week. It's been claimed that political uncertainty in the north is threatening the future of Omastrul's shared education campus. And Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has been appointed Sinn Féin's deputy leader in the Dáil. Stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Hargan coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colin Ferreter. But first in news, Gardaí in Milford are investigating the circumstances surrounding the discovery of the body of a 71-year-old man in a house at Gary Harry, Letterkenny. Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene late last night, with the man pronounced dead at the scene a short time later. The alarm was first raised when a car associated with the man was earlier found abandoned nearby at Kirkstown. The house is currently being examined with a post-mortem examination due to take place tomorrow morning. Gardaí say the course of the investigation will be determined by the results of the post-mortem. The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the four higher education institutions of Donegal and Derry has been described as a historic day for the North West. Today, the agreement was signed as a commitment to establishing a strategic alliance between Letterkenny Institute of Technology, Ulster University, North West Regional College and Donegal ETB with the view of increasing collaboration on a cross-border basis. Malachy O'Neill, Provost McGee Campus, Ulster University, speaking today at the signing, said it is a significant day in bringing together the four institutions of the North West.
Well, essentially it brings together the four institutions responsible for further and higher education across the entirety of the Northwest. It's really the latest development in an ongoing collaboration, and today marks essentially the formalisation of a partnership that has been ongoing for a number of years. It should make the articulation of students from one course to another much easier. It should facilitate flexibility and agility in the student journey, if you like, but it should also enhance the research and development and innovation links between the four agencies.
Meanwhile, LYIT President Paul Hannigan says it's about creating a Northwest region without a border.
We've been working on relationships with the University of Ulster, Northwest Regional College and Donegal ETB for a number of years, but this is the first time that we've been able to put it into a formal collaboration through a memorandum of understanding, and it builds very strongly on the basis of the National Planning Framework, which was published last Friday, and the support of the local authorities on both sides of the border and now from the national government through the Minister for Education and Skills.
And today in your speech you touched on Brexit, and you said this is about creating a Northwest region without a border.
That's exactly what we have here. You know, 13% of our staff that work in Letterkenny IT live in Northern Ireland. We see it as a borderless community. We don't see it as an imposition in any way. That's why the North West City region is so important, that it is a region. It's a real region. It's not contrived in any way. And what we want to do through the four institutions is to provide ease of access for students to all four institutions, and that they see this as a city region and one that they can live in, work in and make a life in.
The Education Minister has pledged that every option will be explored in a bid to progress plans for the three-school campus in Buncrana. The plans have been on the table now for over 10 years. However, the Department of Education has not yet secured a site for the project. Chairperson of Donegal ETB and local councillor is Rena Donaghy.
We did ask for a time frame, but he said it's a bit dangerous to give a time frame. But he said he will look at every possible option to try and move this project forward, because it's 10 years now in the pipeline. It's actually 12 years. So very little has been done in the last number of years. So he may look at another possible site. He may look at, we talked about private partnership build and lease. Every option was discussed last night. So he's going to look at all those options and come back to us.
And are you yourself, as chairperson of the ETB and a local councillor in the area now, more confident that perhaps we might see progress on this?
Yes, well, I think from here on there will be some progress. Now, I have to say, Catherine, we're still a long bit away from getting the three campus schools. We really are. We'll be monitoring this very closely. And he did give us a promise that he will come back as quickly as he can after all options are explored again.
The Taoiseach has told Brexiteers to respect the Good Friday Agreement. Speaking at an EU Council meeting, Leo Varadkar said there can't be any dilution of the deal. He said people in Ireland and the UK need to respect democracy.
I know that some of the more radical Brexiteers who are not members of the British government have been questioning the Good Friday Agreement in recent months. And I suppose what I'd say to them is they always say to us that we should respect their vote, the 52-48 vote in the United Kingdom to leave the European Union, and we do respect that vote. I would say to anyone who questions the Good Friday Agreement, respect our vote, 94% for the Good Friday Agreement in Ireland and 71% in Northern Ireland.
Met Éireann is warning that exceptionally cold weather is on the way for Donegal and the rest of the country next week. Temperatures are set to drop to -3 over the weekend, with a widespread sharp to severe frost also possible. Met Éireann say the unseasonably cold conditions can be attributed to high pressure over Scandinavia and forecast temperatures turning progressively colder from Tuesday, when temperatures will hover around freezing even during daylight hours. Met Éireann forecaster is Evelyn Cusick.
We have just issued a weather advisory, so yes, we are expecting exceptionally cold weather next week. We've got air coming down from Siberia, where the technical name for that air mass is polar continental air, so it's going to be a very cold week, exceptionally cold, so there'll be significant wind chill. So as we're getting into the lambing season now, that could be a problem, and certainly for man and beast, it is going to feel exceptionally cold. Now, there's a risk of some snow showers. Now, not so much in Donegal, actually. It's more likely across Dublin, Wicklow, Wexford, initially anyway, so Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe later in the week, Donegal might be at risk for some snow showers. But we will keep you informed. But our first advisory has just gone online now, and we will be issuing further warnings through the week. But whether Donegal gets snow or not, it certainly will be exceptional cold with significant wind chill.
The new Educate Together National School has officially been opened today in Letterkenny. The new 24-classroom building at Kiltoy will cater for over 200 students in the area. Education Minister Richard Bruton officiated the opening of the school, and speaking earlier in the 9 till noon show today, he said the development of diversity within Ireland's education system is vital.
People have recognised that it's not sustainable that we have, 95% of our primary schools are denominational. We need to build momentum in both the development of new schools, like the Educate Together one in Letterkenny, but also the diversity. And, you know, I think I have support across the board, not just from Minister Joe McHugh here locally, but across the Dáil. There is an appetite to see this sort of diversification. Of course, we have to build that slowly. We have put in place a new approach to that, which will use the local ETBs. We need to use our local base to develop the community support for diversity of patronage and choice.
Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has been appointed Sinn Féin's deputy leader in the Dáil. Mary Lou MacDonald says Deputy Doherty will play an important role in advancing their work in Leinster House. She's also appointed Jonathan O'Brien to the Public Accounts Committee to take her vacant spot. Deputy MacDonald is expected to announce a further reshuffle in the party in the coming weeks. It's been claimed that political uncertainty in the north is threatening the future of Omagh's Struil Shared Education Campus. It's after the bidder withdrew from the project, which has forced officials to suspend the procurement process. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says this is a critical development for the northwest, and a further delay could throw the entire project into doubt.
I've asked for an urgent meeting with the Permanent Secretary to request that we explore all options on the table to try and get this back on track and to confirm whether or not this project does in fact need ministerial sign-off. Because if it does, for as long as the Assembly is down and there's no minister involved administration Stormont, projects such as the Struil campus will be in jeopardy, and people on the ground, such as our children, our teachers, ordinary decent citizens of Northern Ireland will suffer as a consequence of this completely ridiculous situation that we find ourselves in.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's now 12 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer and the new League of Ireland First Division season starts tonight. Life in the second tier for Fann Harps begins with an away trip to Drogheda United, who have a fully fit squad to choose from. For Fann Harps, Kieran Coyle will miss the game with an ankle injury. Gareth Harkins are out with a knee problem. And Shamrock Rovers striker Michael O'Connor set to start for Harps, having joined on loan until the summer. Well, Fann Harps boss Ollie Horgan says with the quality of the First Division this season, they'll need things to go their way to compete.
No, I mean, you know, you're looking at, I think I listed out there about 12 or 13 names of Premier Division players that have come down to the First Division, all sprinkled around. You know, like, we've been up and down through the divisions well before my time. I, you know, it's hard to know who. I'm sure people will install Galway as favourites. The fact that the full time and Denny Furlong and Ryan Connolly are there now to add to what they had from last year. I'm sure they're the ones that people would put in his favourites, but you look at what Shelburne had, what Drogheda with Tim Clancy, what he kept, and what he's added to Longford with Darren Meehan and Chris Mulhall. You know, it's a serious division. That's not me trying to, you know, say, look, you know, we're going to struggle. Absolutely not. I don't know where we're going to be. I don't think anybody will. You know, but whoever wins it, without doubt, won't be coming back down the next year. Yeah. You know, because it's a hell of a lot better a division than when we got up, and we got up by the skin of our teeth 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, and you watched a lot of First Division action, even when you were involved in the Premiership, so you know what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, at the time we were delighted to be out of it for a whole lot of reasons, and I watched Longford play last year and they're excellent. They played some brilliant football. I watched Cove play and they had legs and enthusiasm and quality, and they'll be a handful without doubt. Shelburne were a handful and have added it. Kevin Teely, they've improved and will be they could be dark horses. UCD, while I didn't see them last year, they, you know, the likes of Georgie Kelly from our own county, they will be there or thereabouts, as they always are. So who do you rule out? I don't think anyone you could rule out.
Fann Harps manager Ollie Horgan speaking to Jeremy Doherty. Chris Ashmole will have live updates from tonight's game in Drogheda against Fann Harps, kickoff 7:45. The other games tonight: Galway United host Athlone Town, UCD who have an Ashon man Georgie Kelly on their side, they take on Dublin rivals Shelburne, and Wexford they make the trip to Cabin Teely. Tomorrow Longford they take on Cove. In the Premier League, there's a big North West derby at the Showgrounds tonight, where Sligo Rovers they entertain Derry City, both teams looking to get their first one of the season. And Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers are also aiming for their first one of the new SSE Electricity Premier Division season when they meet in Talla. Champions Cork can make it 2-1 from 2 by beating Munster rivals Waterford at Turner's Cross, and Bray they welcome St Pat's to the Carlisle grounds. Back here locally in the FAI Intermediate Cup this Sunday, it's a quarter final action. Letterkenny Rovers there at home to Home Farm. That game will be played at Lakeview on Sunday. In the Ulster Senior League this weekend, there's a big top of the table clash on Sunday when Coghill Celtic they play Fannet United. There's two games down for decision tomorrow. The first of those has been played up at the new ground at the Curragh, where Fann Harps reserves they play Derry City reserves, 2 o'clock start time tomorrow. And at 6 o'clock tomorrow, Bonagie United they host Swilly Rovers. And in the Oscar Traynor League Trophy this weekend in Newbridge on tomorrow, it's a last 16 tie. It's between the Defence Forces and the Inishowen League. Kick-off time for that one is at 3 o'clock. There's also action in the Junior Cup and all the Donegal Leagues and Inishowen League action this weekend as well. In colleges or schools football, Loretto Community School Milford they won the Bank of Ireland FAI Schools Tom Tisher under 17. Ulster Schools final today, they defeated St Dunan's College of Letterkenny by 2-0. Ronan Gallagher and Matthew McLaughlin were the scorers for Loretto in today's final. Elsewhere in soccer, Arsenal will play AC Milan in the last 16 of the Europa League. The first leg will be played at the San Siro on the 8th of March, with the return leg in London a week later. Leipzig, they've been paired with Zenit St. Petersburg, who defeated Celtic in Russia last night. Elsewhere on the pitch tonight, championship action, Hull City, they play Sheffield United. In Gaelic games tomorrow, the National Football League Division 1, Tyrone, they're in action on their journey, travels. They'll be travelling to play Monaghan 7 o'clock in Castle Blaney is the throw-in time for that one. The Tyrone team to face Monaghan has been named. Mickey Hart has kept four of the starting 15 that lost out to Donegal in the McKenna Cup final. Colm Kavanagh retains a spot in midfield while Niall Sludden comes back into the half-forward line. Conor Myler is also in the half-back line. Well, elsewhere in that Division 1, Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon, 2 o'clock is the throw-in time on Sunday. Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh will bring us live commentary of Donegal against Kildare. It's a big game for both counties. Donegal going to the game on the back of lifting the McKenna Cup last weekend, and they'll hope to continue that winning formula on Sunday. As I say, it's a crunch game for both sides as they've yet to register a victory and sit bottom of Division 1. Manager Declan Boner has called for the Donegal support to get there and do their part again.
It's not going to be the be-all and end-all if we don't survive in Division 1. We want to be there, naturally enough, and we want to win on Sunday. You know, the 13th of May and Cavan, that's been etched in our mind for a long, long time in terms of Championship, and that's where we want to be. But as I say, a lot of steps to go before we hit that, but you know, that starts on Sunday with a big test against Kildare, and it's one that we need to get 2 points if we are going to stay in Division 1, and it's one that we need a real strong backing from Donegal supporters too on Sunday. They've been pretty brilliant so far, and you know, Ballyshannon can be intimidating for the opposition, so let's make sure that the boys are vocal on Sunday in terms of supporting the lads.
Yeah, 2 o'clock on Sunday is the start time for that one. Elsewhere in the National Football League in Division 3, Brewster Park, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Fermanagh, they host Derry. And then the ladies National Football League in football over the weekend, the Donegal ladies are on their travels. They play Monaghan, that game's on Sunday. Elsewhere in the National Football League over the weekend, Tyrone, they're also on their travels in Division 2. They play Armagh. In Division 4, Derry, they play Louth. In hurling this weekend at the O'Donnell Park on Sunday, in Division 2B, the Donegal, they host Down. Elsewhere over the weekend at Celtic Park and Derry host Armagh. And in Division 3A, in Healy Park and Oman Sunday, Tyrone, they play Roscommon. The All-Ireland Senior Club Football Championship semi-finals on this weekend. Tomorrow at 4:30 in Portlaoise, Schlochneil from Derry, they play Nemo Rangers. The winners will play Cora Finn in the final on St Patrick's Day. The McLaren Cup semi-finals also on tomorrow. Colossia and Ashion, they play St Junan's College. Elsewhere, another news in Gaelic games. Delegates from around the world are arriving for the GAA's annual congress, which gets underway at Croke Park this evening. It'll be Director Pádraig Duffy's final congress before retirement. The prohibition of sponsorship from betting companies and the definition of a Malie are among the motions to be debated. Moving on to rugby, and Ireland captain Rory Best says they're determined to spoil Warren Gatland's 100th test match in charge of Wales when the sides meet in the Six Nations tomorrow. Best took the team for his captain's run this morning, where out half Johnny Sexton and had treatment on his back before rejoining the group and practising his kicking at the end of the session. The Irish skipper played under Gatland on two Lions tours, and he says the Welsh coach has shown his versatility.
He's adaptable. I think to stay for 100 caps at this level is a fantastic feat, and I think we're very quick to praise players when it happens, and look, I think for a coach to be around long enough to do that is a brilliant achievement, and look, hopefully he can get a win in his 101st game to celebrate that, and look, that's like, it is a fantastic achievement for him. You don't want to take it away, but obviously we don't want to give him a win to celebrate it.
Other rugby news, France, they host Italy and Marseille this evening, with both teams chasing their first wins of this year's championship, while Ireland under-20s, they take on their Welsh counterparts at Donnybrook at 7:15. And Andrew Trimble, he's on the wing for the injured Craig Gilroy for Ulster's trip to Scarlets in the Pro 14 tomorrow. Head coach John O'Gibbs has also brought in John Andrew at hooker, and the only other change from last weekend's loss to Edinburgh. Also tomorrow, Connacht, they play Benetton. Tonight there's two big games down for decision. Munster, they're up against Glasgow, that one starts at 7 o'clock, while Leinster, they play the Southern Kings, that one starts at 7:35. In boxing, the National Elite Championship finals are on the National Stadium this weekend. Tomorrow night in the middleweight section, Brett McGinty of Oakleaf in Derry, he takes on Michael Nevin of Portlaoise. In athletics, John Kelly of Fun Valley AC has been named on the Irish team, which is competing at the European Winter Throwing Cup. It takes place in Leiria in Portugal. Kelly, who set a new Donegal record as well as a personal best at the National Indoor Championships last weekend, will look to improve again on a 17.53 throw when the tournament takes place on the 10th and 11th of March. This weekend, the Ulster Senior Cross Country Championships, they take place tomorrow. And in basketball, it's a big weekend again for the LYET. They take on Titans of Galway. That one's out in the LYET in Letterkenny. Start time, tip off time for that one is at 4 o'clock. In golf, the Honda Classic's on this weekend. It's early stages in the second round. Alex Noren, he starts a little later. He leads on 4 under par. Elsewhere, Graham McDowell, he's on level par. He'll start later, as does Tiger Woods, also from level par. Out on the course at the moment, Rory McIlroy is in 4 over par through 16 holes, which is the cut line. So he's struggling to make the cut again, Rory McIlroy. Seamus Power will miss the cut. He's in 6 over par. Patrick Harrington also struggling. He's on 12 over par. In the European Tour, the Qatar Masters taking place this week. Leading the way is Portugal's Adrian Otegi. He's an 11 under par, one ahead of Stephen Gallagher, Gregory Havre, Eric Van Ruin, and Eddie Pepperell, who are all in 10 under par. Finally, Rosapenna Golf Club will host a €40,000 36-hole qualifier for the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. The event will take place on the 30th of June and the 1st of July ahead of the Open, which takes place in Ballyluffin from July the 5th to the 8th. The field as a qualifier will comprise of PGA members as well as a limited number of amateurs and sponsor European Tour invites. This new qualifier will replace the Order of Merit system for the Irish Open, following the model used in Scotland since 2015, which now boasts a €7 million Rolex Series event. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport, which is 2-6 tomorrow. Don't forget, Chris Ashmore will have updates from Fun Harps from 7:45 this evening. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally for weather, dry and cold this evening. It will be mostly cloudy with some bright or sunny spells. And lowest temperatures tonight of -1 to 2 degrees with frost in places. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí in Milford are investigating the circumstances surrounding the discovery of the body of a 71-year-old man in a house at Garryharry, Letterkenny. Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene late last night, with a man pronounced dead at the scene a short time later. Met Éireann is warning that exceptionally cold weather is on the way for Donegal and the rest of the country next week. Temperatures are set to drop to -3 over the weekend, with a widespread sharp to severe frost also possible. The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the four higher education institutions of Donegal and Derry has been described as a historic day for the North West. Today, the agreement was signed as a commitment to establishing a strategic alliance between Letterkenny Institute of Technology, Ulster University, North West Regional College and Donegal ETB, with a view of increasing collaboration on a cross-border basis. And the Education Minister has pledged that every option will be explored in a bid to progress plans for the three-school campus in Buncrana. The plans have been on the table now for over 10 years. However, the Department of Education has not yet secured a site for the project. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuix with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahas for Colm Ferreter and Shalin the Prevskelty, Korutus Lahardesh, Conrun Gilliga Yavidis a Horcheg, Idrali, and you. Kate Fihis a Kuig Blianarai, Fish Farber Chugas Fues, Tamar Heman, Nahardesha, and Vlianshaw, Lakardlana Aluna, the Kravaha Urshul, Merchodj, the Nardesh, August Sholu Shakten, Nagiliga, La Henergia, August a Lad Chile, Idrali, a Mask, the Namakti Ereklar. Tarachus Liger Genta and Chakten Shaw, Merchodj, the Huraskal ata falsihe a corlian hurupa, majulikesh negiligas na sheikh hondi. Majulikar ivaim an convention hosan mionlach nashunta, malta raktiok ki a harinchin yis, comai la colcanchina a wanu, lahai intus a kahu ejeran farchihe, august con ahantus of yula am shudan changa. Tán sé led an bhí bharta sochríthe ag udras na ggéalta do heanir ar áhar an bhrátain a bheith ag foigal an inta súrappa, agus na dúchlein a chuthar ó scór ceantar ar gúilta na tíre agus an ggéaltart a go háirithe. Bei seanolalathe agadis anadaí ón lucht gró agus ó udras na ggéaltata mar réon chun thuirt faoi na hempalachtaí a bhainean le bhrátain bhrát imeacht don ar thuiscart. Taobh Michael Colum magala aspect mar caihir le ar chaiste géalaigh a chuir de chondaigún an álainné ag cruinniúr chaiste. Phléan chaiste úsáid na géalaige agus an chóras eistrahan a bheith ar fáil ag cruinnithe malú taciart a thuirt de acht na géalaige ó chuí agus curú a thuirt de bhil an actas ó chuí freastal chruinniú de chaiste na géalaige. Agus tá rannaig úr géalaige bunaithe i gcóir de chondaigún an áil chomaith chun cúrsaí géalaige a Orbert tá beirt áfaige fástaithe le cúrsaí eistrahan, cóirthaíocht, phoblaíocht agus na meáine a fheolsú mar chuid den seirbhís géalaige a tar a fáil don phobal. Agus tá iarratas a lorig ag uras na géalteachta ó agraíochtaí na grúpaí pobl a mbeidh sim acu plán teanga a olbhú agus a feimniú le stádas mar bhaile seirbhíse géalteachta a bhainte mai do bhaile an chlochan lia. Is féidir teiliú óolalas a áil ar siomh idirlín an údaras ag udarasbunkaí ná trí teanghil a dhéanú le thofaigh udaras na ggéaltarta iní dóir. Si mar chuid se ilí go léir slán agus beacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, February the 23rd. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Mickey O'Donnell, Glasha Gidor and formerly Ardsbeg Gortahork. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, going to his late residence. Removal from there at 10:30 on Monday morning, going to St Columbkill's Church Knockfola for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place at his home, 43 Glenrammel Road, Claudy, of Joe Hassan. His funeral will leave his home at 10 o'clock on Monday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Craigban, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private tonight and from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. tomorrow and on Sunday. The death has occurred of Kay Gallagher, née McLaughlin, Dramore, Ruffoe. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:20, going to St Columbus Church, Dromahol, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Wake private pleas at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of Kelly's funeral director, Oakfield, Ruffoe. The death has taken place in Letterkenny University Hospital of Sarah Veronica McMenamin, Cherhalion, Termin. Remains reposing at the residence of her sister Mary and Francie Vaughan, Cratla, Milford. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Cool Cromford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 1 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, Kev Sweeney funeral directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Anne Ronan, née Desmond, 34 Clater Road, Castlederg. Anne's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from her late home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castlederg, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. And the death has taken place of Sally Hutchinson, 13 Cherryburn Gardens, Woodburn, Derry. Funeral from her home tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock funeral service in Clooney Hall Methodist Church, Derry, followed by burial in the family plot at Glacna Drummond Methodist Church. All inquiries to Liam Collins funeral director, Culdaff. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Clooney Hall Church, care of Jim Duff.